Fights. A whole lot of fights. It's really the only thing I really remember from that place. My whole teenage years is fights. Motherfucking Astroworld. I remember Fright Fest. That was the Halloween segment of Astroworld during October, where they have all the scary decorations and all the rides would be decorated real scary and shit, man. And that was the livest times at Astroworld. And I remember like 2001, like the school I went to at the time is called CLC. It was an alternative school in Third Ward. And Southside was real deep at that school, man, because it was in Third Ward. You had South Park niggas there. You had Third Ward niggas there. You had SWAT niggas there. You had like a sprinkle of Northside niggas in there. You had a couple Fifth Ward niggas, couple Eggers Home niggas. I was the only student wood nigga there, but you know what I'm saying? I remember going to that school, man, and you know, I was known as the Northside nigga that did music, man. Any walk of life I ever been through, man, I always fit in because of music. That's what made people fuck with me, man. I was a nigga who could freestyle at lunch or make beats on the table at lunch, freestyle on the spot, you know what I'm saying, in classrooms and all that. That's what made me, you know what I'm saying, acceptable. You know what I'm saying, anywhere I went, you know what I'm saying. And I remember just going to that school, man, and you know, fast forward, you know, at that time, the North Side, South Side shit was really bad. It was really like, it was really at its peak, you know what I'm saying. And I remember walking around Astroworld with my niggas, man, and it was these South Park niggas, man, and these niggas, I swear to God, no bullshit, it was about 20 of them. They was like 20 deep. And they was walking around Astroworld, walking up on niggas, asking them where they from. And if they said any Northside hood, they would just steal off on them right there and just jump them niggas and then run away and go do it again to somebody else. Now, you can't, I don't know really if they got the memo. You can't really just hit Northside niggas and run away. That's why it was a lot of shootouts at the end in the parking lot and shit. But anyway, you know, these South Park niggas, they was just walking up on niggas, asking them where they was from. And if you say any Northside hood, they was stealing off on you and jumping you and then running and going to do it to the next nigga. And they was just running around that bitch just terrorizing niggas and shit, right? All right, so I seen this happen like twice, you know what I'm saying? Like the park cops, they trying to follow these niggas, but you know, they know young niggas, these niggas just, this is lit. You know what I'm saying? So I saw this shit happen like twice, you know what I'm saying? But after about 2 or 3 hours of walking around Astroworld, these group of niggas finally walked up on me. And them niggas like, say, my nigga, where the fuck you from, my nigga? And before I could say Studio Wood, one of the niggas in the motherfucking group of niggas, he say, nah, man. That nigga go to my school, bro. He go to CLC with me. That nigga cool, my nigga. Me and that nigga be freestyling cafeteria. That nigga, he cool, we cool. And them niggas walked off. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy, man. It's motherfucking music shit, man. Cause it was finna go down, fool. Hey, but you know, Astroworld, man, it's just one of the many stories, fool. The first Astroworld, it was a mixtape. It was me rapping free topic freestyling over a lot of my favorite H-Town classics, you know what I'm saying? And the second one, I wanted to make it into an album. You know what I'm saying? Good songs, hit songs, they last longer than freestyles most of the time. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make this one a little more special, you know, all original shit, not just freestyles. You know what I'm saying? At the time, 2013, you know, I was just real savage at how me and my team, we handle business, you know. So when we dropped shit, we dropped it real savagely. We just dropped it on Twitter. I didn't have relationships with live mixtapes or Spinrilla or no major platforms yet. You know, I was just a young lit nigga on the radio. And I just put my shit on Twitter. And if you were following me, you was my fans, you had it. You know what I'm saying? So when Astroworld first came out in 2013, a lot of my real close immediate fans got it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you weren't following me or something, you probably ain't have it. Now, later on, when I developed relationships with a lot of major platforms and mixtape sites, you know, live mixtapes were one of the first ones that uploaded it first. And that was the only project they had knew of me from the time. They knew from me at the time, so they posted it. And it's still on live mixtapes to this day. But, you know, my core fan base had already downloaded it, so it had a real low score. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really have a live mixtape following yet. But it's still up there. Later on, I ended up uploading that Piff. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's really like the story of part one. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of my core fan base, they tell me that that's one of my best projects ever. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the things I was talking about and how I put together those old classics. And that was a project that I shied away from for a long time because I didn't want to touch it. I didn't know how to do a part two. I kind of rapped to all my most favorite shit. So, you know, a lot of the shit I had already rapped to what else could I do on part two? Just, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to find myself trying to force it, trying to find other Houston shit that I made ain't like as much as the first shit I rapped to. You know, so a lot of people would ask me, when are you going to drop Astroworld Part 2? When are you going to drop Astroworld Part 2? And I'd be like, man, I don't know, man. But, you know, here we are now. You know what I'm saying? I did this shit for the city. You know what I'm saying? I wanted you to listen to this and to have pride from being from Houston, Texas, man. From the first song, I want you to cut that shit on. I want you to be like, I want you just to envision the city, like the city. Just I want to put you in that mind frame of Houston, Texas. Like this ain't no out of town Houston shit. This real Houston shit. This real Houston shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I love this place. Like I'm never gonna leave this place. I almost moved, but I didn't. I'm never leaving here. You know what I'm saying? 979 The Box made me. Gold DJs made me. You know, it's crazy. I get asked this shit a lot. Probably not, a lot of other Houston artists get asked this too, man. Hey, B King, why are you not bigger than you are? You should be way bigger, man. You know, you got all these hits, you know. Why aren't you way bigger? And I be trying to really get to the bottom of their train of thought. Like, what is big to you? When I was younger, to me, what indicated how your status was TV. If you weren't on TV, you wasn't on to me. There's a lot of niggas saying they got deals and they all this shit, man, whatever. You ain't got no deal because you ain't on BET. I don't give a fuck. If you ain't on TV, then you're lying. You know, but I think the internet devalued that because I'm on TV now. I'm on MTV2. I'm on BET Jams. I'm on, my videos are on TV. You know, so when a person may come up to me and be like, why aren't you bigger than, I'd be like, what's big to you? Because I do shows all over the country almost every weekend. I'm on the radio in most of the country. I'm on the radio. I have fans in London, Brazil, Germany, Japan, Africa. Fans everywhere. I get paid from music. Music pays my bills. I can just wake up and watch porn and not do nothing for the rest of my life and just be paid off my royalties. It's rappers with deals who don't have royalties. It's rappers with deals who don't have publishing. Do you know what publishing is? Probably not. I guess people look at you like you're big if when you post a picture on Instagram and you get 50,000 likes, maybe then you're big. Or if you post a picture with Drake, maybe you're big then to them. But I don't know. I feel pretty big. And I don't mean like my titties. I mean like I feel like I can't walk in Walmart. You know how serious that is? You can't walk in Walmart. I have to go in the middle of the night in a white neighborhood. And that don't work because white people know who the fuck I am. I feel like I'm pretty big. I don't know what people mean when they say, why aren't you big? You got to explain that to me. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I love my city, though. H-Town all day. Hold up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that was a part of this project, man. All the producers. Before I shot the producers out, man, shout out to my squad, Texas Hammers. I couldn't get y'all on this hoe, and it feels very weird, and I'm sorry. It's just I was just vibing with the beats I had. I couldn't get my nigga Sergeant J on here. I'm always hyping him. I'm always saying he the reason I can retire. That nigga go so hard on the beats. He's so young. I went to his IG the other day, and I saw the credits. He's worked with so many people since I started really just fucking with him, man. From Bun B to Riff Raff to Danny Brown and motherfucking Gangsta Boo to motherfucking, he's worked with so many people. I couldn't get my nigga Ray Hunter on here. PA stand up. Couldn't get my nigga God De Niro on here. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't get my nigga Lil Mista on here. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. We still squat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Will of Fool. He got some beats on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's our first time working. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we lit. Nigga, we got a whole bunch of shit. Me and him got a good chemistry. Shout out to my nigga TM88. You know what I'm saying? My 808 Mafia fam. Shout out to my nigga Nephew Texas Boy for even linking me with 808 Mafia. I don't even go to Atlanta unless he there. It ain't fun unless my nigga Nephew there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the OG Mr. Lee. Went to his house. That nigga made me that special beat on the spot. You know what I'm saying, man? For real, for real. Like, all them fucking Pimp C acapellas that nigga got, man. Who else on this motherfucker, man? My nigga June James got a beat on this bitch, man. My nigga Stunt and Doja. You know what I'm saying? We got, you know what I'm saying, just so many producers on this bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? Just shout out to all the producers, man. I respect producers because I'm one too. You know what I'm saying? And this Astral World too, man. I fuck with it tough, man. And like, you know, for all my core fan base, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to give y'all a hidden song. You know, I always give y'all a hidden song on my outro, man. And this song, it's not a new song. It's an old song. It's from Astral World Part 1. I want to put this on here because a lot of people who became my fans after 2013 may have not heard Astroworld. And they don't know how important it was. You know what I'm saying? And the name of this song is called Astroworld. It's really like, it's one of my realest songs I've ever had. It's one of them. You know what I'm saying? And when I listen to this song today, it's a lot of things that's changed since 2013 when I made it. I'm talking about my mom being in the hospital and how she would call me, but I'd be too busy to pick up and call her back, you know what I'm saying? And you know, she's passed away now, you know what I'm saying? So it's times now where I wish I could call her now, you know what I'm saying? God play these little whack-ass little games that let me have dreams about it and shit, and I wake up and then I be like, damn, that was cool and fucked up. I don't know how to feel about that. But yeah, my nigga J. Will, my nigga who bought me my first computer back in the day, the first nigga to ever buy me Pro Tools. He bought me Pro Tools and then he got locked up for 10 years. I'm speaking about him and, you know, his son. And it's 2017 now, and he's out of jail now. You know what I'm saying? So he back with a nigga now, you know? So he back with a nigga now. So it's that's dope. I'm speaking a lot of shit that has changed since that song has dropped. You know what I'm saying? So I like listening to it. That shit dope to me, man. I want y'all to check this shit out. It's called Astroworld, produced by me. And y'all know what it is, man. Beat King Kong, Club Godzilla, H-Time. Hold up.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. 37 years of Houston history have come to a close.
Six Flags Astroworld shut down this evening.
Astroworld, bad yellow girls, blackberry girls, lean, sip it, scream, flip it. Astroworld, Astroworld, Astroworld.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah. Got my top down, I don't got no worries like Wayne while I'm changing the lane. Trunk bang, getting brain from a yellow bone dame. Been the same since I came in the game. I don't sip syrup, but my bitch do. But I get money and my bitch too. Tryna hit a mil before I hit 30. I thought about this shit when I skipped school. I was 17 when I dropped out. There was no money at Booker T. It was either rap hard or slang beats. I hit up D-Card and Cook a Key. J. Will was on the street shit. He was the first one that bought me Pro Tools. But that was back in 2006. And he's still locked up, his son just turned 6. All the shit on my mind, I've been thinking so hard that I might crash. I wish I could still go to Astroworld. I still got my season pass, just so I can see some ass, so I won't kill a nigga. H-Time, what it do? If you from out of town, you don't feel a nigga.
Astroworld, bad yellow girls, blackberry girls, lean, sip it, scream, flip it. Astroworld, 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 hold up. Hit that 45 to 288, to that 610, 415, shake my plates. Astroworld, 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 hold up.
Yo. 1 year before Katrina, the last time I seen her. 2004, me and D. Carter, we had two hoes in the mind bender. But them two hoes, both had boyfriends who both saw us and both got offended. They followed us both to the parking lot, that was the first night I shot at a nigga. Sometimes I look at both of my daughters and feel I'm in trouble. Gotta teach them the game, make them both just like my mother. Speaking of my mother, she called me at 9. I should really call back cause she's in the hospital and it's serious this time. All this shit on my mind, I think too hard and I might spaz. I wish I could still go to Astroworld. I still got my season pass, just so I can see some ass, so I won't kill a nigga. H-Time, what it do? If you from out of town, you don't feel a nigga.
Astroworld, bad yellow girls, blackberry girls, lean, sip it, scream, flip it. Astroworld, 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 hold up. Hit that 45 to 288, to that 610, 415, shake my plates. Astroworld, 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 hold up.
It took about 2 extra hours to get folks out of the lines for those rides and out of the park. Certainly, Astroworld over the years has been known for all of its thrills and its screams, and on closing day, you can add tears to the list.